Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, nice enough to join us this morning. Does an awesome job covering the Philadelphia Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. Been doing it for many, many years now. You can also hear him here on WIP from time to time. His name is Ruben Frank, and he joins us. What's up, Rube?
Hey, John. How's it going?
We're doing all right. Rube, I was not aware of this until I saw your story on NBC Sports Philly in the wee hours of yesterday morning. The Eagles did not withdraw the season ticket payment that was due this past Tuesday. You know, considering the obvious, we understand why. Rube, you know this team better than anyone. We're still several weeks out. Are you planning to cover the 2020 Eagles in front of an empty link?
Well, I mean, I'll go wherever they tell me to go. You know, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I don't even know if they're going to, you know, have media at the games, if there are games. We don't know. There's so many unknowns right now. There might be like a couple pool reporters at games, training camp practice. I don't know if we're going to be allowed there.
Right.
Whatever I can get to, I'll get to. You know, it's a strange year. I mean, I just hope there's games to be at or not be at. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not super optimistic right now, but I'm hoping to find a way to do it.
Well, I mean, the unofficial news came out yesterday, and the NFL has yet to say it, but the first and fourth preseason game have been canceled, and they're kind of rearranging everything to push it back to the final 2 weeks of August. Rube, from an organizational perspective, from a coaching perspective, how big a deal is that?
Well, I mean, it's big. I mean, the whole idea of the preseason is to evaluate players, and you know, I don't necessarily know if you need four preseason games to do that, because most of the guys that play, especially in the first game and the fourth game, they're not going to make your team anyway. I mean, you might play those games to find out about one or two players. I mean, your odds of getting somebody hurt are bigger than finding a player who can help you during the season. But the real loss is just the loss of practice and just having a shorter, you know, roll up to the regular season. That's big. I mean, to miss all the OTAs, all the mini camps, have a shortened training camp. You don't really know exactly what you have now. And you know, I still think that training camp, really, when you start training camp, you know about 85% of your team is going to be.
Okay.
So it's really kind of weeding out the handful of guys you're not sure about. So you can do it, but I mean, the lost practice time and just the, you know, you think about the bottom of the roster guys who aren't going to have that chance anymore. They might not even be there if they reduce the roster sizes.
Well, I mean, it's funny. You talked
about the Philly special. You know, the Philly special, I mean, Trey Burton and Corey Clement were both undrafted guys.
Right, right.
You know, if that was this year, they might not even make the team. They might not even be in training camp, and there's no Philly special. So it's big. I mean, it's a season with a lot of, you know, and I think you'll see it in the quality of football. I mean, if they do play, it's just not going to be the same because of all the lost time.
Well, you mentioned the 85% that is the known. Rather than having the team get together in the final weeks before the break leading into camp, Doug Peterson chose to continue the virtual workouts. And it's something that I'm kind of surprised hasn't been talked about more. You know, since they're sharing very minimal time together until they finally get together, whenever that is, some point, whether it's at the end of this month or the start of next month, and not having those off-season workouts where you get that valuable time together on the field or in the same facility, how important it is. Am I making a bigger deal out of the virtual workouts than I should be?
Well, the players wouldn't have been allowed here anyway. I mean, it was just the coaches would have been allowed in the building, and Doug just didn't think there was value in bringing guys. Like, a lot of the coaches don't live in Philly year-round. You know, they're all over the country. So, you know, he just didn't think it was worth it to bring everybody in, you know, and find apartments and during the teeth of the pandemic and find places to live and then travel back home after OTAs and then come back in August. So, I mean, they felt like they were getting enough done in the virtual workouts. I mean, who knows? I trust Doug generally on just about all that kind of stuff. I mean, he has such a good feel for everything. I mean, it's what he's best at, really kind of understanding the room and you know, when to handle things in different ways. I mean, he's great at that. And that's why the guys believe in him and play so hard for him and never question him. So I kind of trust Doug's judgment on anything having to do with how to deal with the unknown and how to approach this offseason.
Ruben Frank, nice enough to join us this morning. Now, Rube, as we get closer to what we hope will be a 16-game season, we continue to take calls here on WIP about Jamal Adams, Jadeveon Clowney, a couple others, and asking if the Eagles will make any more moves. Rube, I'm sure what is going on around us right now plays a huge factor, but do you think right now this is kind of we're leaving it, the rosters the way they are? You think there's going to be like kind of roster freezes as a result of the uncertainty?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things going on, and I one of them is that if there's empty stadiums or near empty stadiums or half full stadiums, you know, revenue is going to be way down, you know, billions of dollars, and that means next year's salary cap is going to be much, much lower. And that means you can't just go out and sign guys to $15 million contracts. So, Jamal Adams, I mean, he's going to play for the Jets. I don't see him going anywhere. You know, Howie Roseman's never traded a first or second round pick for a player. He's never done it. He's not going to do it now. He's not going to, I mean, he believes in picks, and it's not really the picks with him. It's the contract. I mean, you just can't sign these guys. And I think that's why you're seeing some veterans just don't have jobs right now. I mean, Nigel Bradham's a decent player. He doesn't have a job.
Right.
You know, and the money's just not there. Teams are worried about, you know, having a cup player. So, you know, I mean, Jamal Adams is a great player. I'd love to have him here, but that's just not going to happen. And Clowney, I mean, you're talking about huge amounts of money that I think teams just don't have right now. And that's why these guys, I mean, Adams is a different case. I don't think the Jets are going to trade him. Clowney, I just think some guys are going to have to understand that the money they want just isn't out there. I don't think either of those is going to happen. There's a reason they're both still, you know, where they are.
Yeah, I wanted to circle back real quick, Rube, and talk about training camp with you, because you have this you have a great story right now on NBC Sports Philly that you posted yesterday about the possible roster reduction for training camps. And I mean, you sort of answered it in a prior question about, you know, finding those one or two pieces that you never, ever know can play such an important role. And if you didn't have that expanded 90-man roster, you never would have known about that. Going down to 75 players, is that just a design by the NFL to make things easier to put rosters together, or is this a result of, COVID-related?
Yeah, I think it's a product of having a shorter preseason. You know, if you only have two games, do you really need 90 players? Mm-hmm. The roster is going to be 53. So, you know, you're talking about 37 players who have two games to make the team or not. Plus, you know, if you're not going to have as many practices, you don't need like all the camp legs, you know, all these mainly running backs and wide receivers and cornerbacks you might bring like 17 cornerbacks into camp. If you have 90 guys, you don't need them. Yeah, and the same, you know, I definitely think part of it is, you know, these social distancing rules that the NFL has, I guess, recommended is the word. The fewer players you have, I guess, the more practical they are. I mean, I kind of go by what John Harbaugh said. He said it's humanly impossible to have training camp under these rules. I don't see how you can do it. How can you, You can keep guys 6 feet away from each other in the locker room and then have them go, you know, practice goal line defense.
Yeah. Right.
I just don't know how that's, you know, how that makes any sense. So, you know, I guess it's just the math. I mean, if you have 75 guys there instead of 90, you know, it's going to be easier to social distance. But honestly, in the big picture, I don't think it really makes much of a difference.
Final question I have for you, Rube. There's a national poll out there right now with Camp Inching Closer who just ranked the head coaches in the NFL. They had Doug Peterson ninth. Sean Payton was ahead of him. The head coach out in L.A., the Rams head coach, is ahead of him. Among NFL head coaches, is Ruben Frank, is Doug Peterson a top five or is ninth about right?
No, I think ninth is obviously way too low. I mean, there's a few guys you'd put ahead of him, Belichick and Big Red, I guess, at this point. And, you know, there's a few guys. But, gosh, I mean, what he's done with the injuries, with a backup quarterback in 17, taking on Belichick and Brady at the peak of their powers. I mean, there's only a couple guys I'd put ahead of Doug. You know, one thing we're learning right now is, you know, people really like reading lists, you know,
Yep. And
they're fun to do. And, you know, we have a lot of days and a lot of, you know, time to put together lists, and you can never make everybody happy, but putting Doug ninth is that's kind of preposterous. I mean, how many teams have made the playoffs the last 3 years?
Right.
You know,
right.
There's four of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're one of four teams that's done that. And the last 2 years to be, what, 5-6 and 5-7 and make the playoffs both years. No team's ever done that in NFL history. And to have the injuries that they've had year after year, I mean, everybody on this team's been hurt. I mean, I think the only guys who haven't missed games on the entire team are, I think BG's played every game. I think Kelsey's played every game. Brandon Brooks has played every game so far. But I think that's it. I mean, everybody's been hurt on this team, and they still go out there and make the playoffs every year. And, you know, win a Super Bowl 1 year, get to the conference semis another year, and give, you know, I think what the Eagles did in 18, you look at the first Saints game and the second Saints game and the differences in those games, mm-hmm. That tells you what Doug Peterson is as a coach. All right, we lost 48-7. We're going to go back down there in the playoffs and beat this team. And they didn't quite do it, but, you know, just to change the script as dramatically as they did against the Saints, it's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. I've been around a lot of coaches, and when it comes to motivating players, evaluating talent, dealing with people on a, you know, on a personal basis, being a leader, being an organizer, being creative, being inventive, being aggressive, I've never seen anybody better. And to put him ninth is a mockery. That's just somebody that doesn't know football and hasn't watched the game and is just sitting there trying to fill space on a website.
His name is Ruben Frank, covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. For links to all his stories, the latest Eagles news, if you don't follow him on Twitter already, shame on you. It's at Rube NBCS. Rube, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And a new podcast today, Eagle Eye with Dave Zingaro and me.
Dave Zingaro, Eagle Eye with Ruben Frank. Of course, that's a must listen to as well. Thanks, Rube. I appreciate it.
Anytime, John.
All right. Al, putting the poll aside and the rankings of the head coaches, I keep thinking of training camp and how everything's been done virtually to this point. If there's a season, it's going to be so sloppy to start. You're going to see some ugly, ugly football as a result. Granted, we're not going to care.
No,
but
football.
I mean, somebody will complain and say, why is this football so ugly, and not put two and two together.
Well, they're going to complain even if it's not ugly. So you might as well. As long as there's football, I'm telling you, it could be the worst football you've ever seen, and people will be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be. If they play these two preseason games, all 60 minutes I'm going to be watching, even though I'm not going to know half the guys in the fourth quarter. It's not going to matter.
I feel bad for the guys that, you know, want to make that team. I mean, those games were important to certain people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a real – this is a difficult thing to walk into as an iffy player.
So many people affected. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Had a couple callers drop off, so you want to get on the line. Now would be the time to do it. When it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles, really the primary question that we've been asking, there is a story out there in The Athletic that teams may potentially vote on in the coming week or two that suggests they will allow a percentage of fans in the stadiums, depending on your location. Could be 25%, maybe up to full capacity. But here's the catch. You have to sign a waiver saying the team is not responsible should you contract the coronavirus. Would you still attend a game? And by the way, we have winners and weasels. The winner of the week for me is Brett Brown for calling Howard Eskin Forrest Gump. The weasel of the week is Matt Klentak. If you want to get on board for that, now, of course, would be a wonderful time to do it. Our time is 8:15.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.